Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is about the Unroyal Tour of Australia. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are there. That's Meghan and Harry. It's one of the few couples where the woman's name is always mentioned first. So they're going around the Commonwealth of Australia in this quasi-official tour. Of course, they're not going around, it's part of their public duties. Remember, obviously, Harry's father, Charles III, he's King of Australia, as well as the United Kingdom. And Prince Harry spent a gap year there working as a jackaroo. Was it 2003 to celebrate when England won the World Cup? I thought, but wait a second, aren't you taking the side of one Commonwealth realm against another? Anyhow, he and his good wife are there. So going around and they're posing for photos with people. They have a garden for 1 minute whilst the photographers are there, as though that's a significant contribution. All right, it's a photo opportunity. They've gone to hospitals, been introduced to doctors and patients. But why? They're private citizens. Why are they getting a VIP treatment when they're nobodies, according to themselves? Okay, so he's chief impact officer of whatever company, and never trust a job title that's more than two words long. And she's an influencer about whatever, about feminism or something. But why should we listen to them? They've chosen not to use their HRH handles and so forth. They don't get privy purses from the taxpayers of the United Kingdom. They're just a private residence of Montecito. And okay, they like to put their mugs on television, right? So do I. nothing wrong with that. But I'm not sure why these doors should be open to them. Anyway, so Prince Harry, he delivered an oration. And they would charge people up to £1,260 per skull to go. And obviously they're charging in Australian dollars, but that's equivalent in sterling. So it staggers me that people are willing to pay this. But there they are, so charity washing their activities, just the kind of thing that Ferg used to do, pretending it's all about charity, which is just PR nonsense. And really they're raking in the cash. So anyway, Meghan Markle, and this is advertised months in advance, has got this girls' weekend. Isn't that rather demeaning to women? What kind of feminist are you to call anyone over 18 a girl? Is surely degrading. Or men, when men do it, it's misogynistic. When she does it, somehow it's okay. And she's got this podcast, Her Best Life, and so on. But anyway, so now how much of that entrance fee goes to the prince and princess? How much of it is on security or whatever commercial promoters are taking a cut? But they're certainly cashing in. So they landed on Tuesday, 6:30 local time. But remember when it was too dangerous to fly on a scheduled flight? Well, this time they flew a scheduled flight with Qantas from Los Angeles to Melbourne. So they've not been there since 2018. All right, coronavirus intervened. Then they had babies, blah, blah, blah. So people are asking, are the taxpayers of Australia, are they coughing up for this because there's security around them? They're private citizens. They should get no more police protection than you or I. Now, on the other hand, all right, I realize they are something a target for assassination. There are psychopaths who get fixated with these people. They're people like, who are enemies of the United Kingdom or indeed Australia who might want to assassinate them. Prince Harry has said some very crass things, bragging about how many people he killed in Afghanistan. So the Taliban have got the crosshairs on him. But nevertheless, if they choose to do something dangerous, that's on them. So they went to the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne. And some people in Australia are royalists, would like to meet them. Okay, I don't say that you're wrong to meet them, but I don't think that their opinions are more valuable or less valuable than anybody else. They're going to Canberra and Sydney as well, supposedly to drum up support for charities that they care so passionately about. They went to the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne and so on. So they met some staff there and some of the child patients and so on. All right. So it's brought happiness to some people. So, they're not all bad, Meghan and Harry. Meghan, burnishing her feminist credentials, went to Women's Refuge in Melbourne and she served plates to people. Wow, she's so humble. So you do that for 1 minute with the cameras on you. You're not really humble. You're extremely conceited. And there was a garden therapy sessions, which is sort of aromatherapy in a hospital that they went to and so on. And they went to some National Veterans Arts Centre in Melbourne, meeting people who'd been in the Australian Armed Forces. Of course, there were some of them were the comrades of Harry when he was in Afghanistan. So Harry's speech at InterReg, social safety summit there, cost an awful lot of money. And some profit went to Lifeline, a charity, maybe a tiny fraction, we don't know. So the organizers refused to say was receiving a fee. Well, that means yes. I think that's an affirmative silence. By not answering the questions, it's a yes. Okay, goodness. Anyway, what a VIP package! Some people are getting to spend time with Meghan. I wouldn't do it if you paid me. So it's all, you know, very on brand for them. Quite sickening. Her as ever lifestyle brand. Oh, thank you so much. So she's registered lots of trademarks in Australia for whatever services or ideas she's selling. So obviously the police in the state of New South Wales, the police in the state of Victoria, they are going to be there. But is Prince Harry paying this additional policing duties? And quite apart from paying for it, a police officer can't be in two places at one time. Every officer there protecting them is not doing ordinary duties on the beat, cracking other crimes and things like that. So, wow. They're visiting in a private capacity, the Victoria police said. So what do you think? Anyway, I think we haven't seen the last of these two exploiting their royal status. They can't make their mind up. You're royal or you're not royal, right? You're not royal, you're ordinary. Therefore, you'd like just not important. Okay, so shut up. I know the right to speak is everybody else, but they're always trying to milk it for every last drop. They are the Duke and Duchess. If that's so unacceptable to you, privilege, why don't you renounce the title of Duke and Duchess and things like that? All the money he inherited from his mother, from his grandmother, you know, his the late Elizabeth II, his great grandmother. Why don't you give that away? If imperialism is so evil, why don't you disgorge this ill-gotten lucre? Because some of it got from there. You know, there were monarchs of England who were presidents of the Royal African Society, and the Royal African Society's stock in trade was our own species. But no, they're not going to divest themselves of the privilege. They're going to continue exploiting it like crazy. So it's distasteful. It's unedifying as usual. But I would expect nothing better from the gruesome twosome. A long period of silence on their behalf would be most warmly appreciated. And for some times, they've actually seemed to have shut up for a few months. But I suppose that media interest will wane, and maybe even they sense that. So they better exploit it whilst they can. Because, you know, William's children are coming to their teens. Every time that Prince George looks at a girl, say, oh, is he dating her or something like that? So the media spotlight is going to move off these two grifters, fortunately. Right. Well, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Are there any fans of Meghan and Harry on here? I know some people like them. Some people under 30, some leftists, some BLMers like them. Does anybody want to defend what they've done? I'm not saying it should be illegal. I'm not saying that they're evil. Well, I mean, Meghan is evil in a way, actually. She's a sworn enemy of children. She's always promoting sexual violence against children. Whether she's committed it against children of her own, I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me one whit. Coming to the Republic of Ireland to interfere in our politics to celebrate the murder of Irish children. So she is evil. I mean, Harry's just dim. He's sort of a special needs adult, a vulnerable adult who's being exploited by this Hollywood demi-mondaine. Toodaloo.